Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. The Fairbanks Police Department says a man was found dead after a reported shooting Thursday night. Officers responding to a report of shots fired at 1215 Bunnell Street at 11:27 p.m. found the body of Carlos Alberto Zuniga. They attempted to provide first aid, but Fairbanks Fire Department EMS declared him deceased. Zuniga's next of kin have been notified. Fairbanks police are investigating the shooting as a homicide. They ask members of the public to contact Detective Scott Adams at 450-6552 if they have any information regarding the incident. More information will be released as it becomes available. A Republican bill to replace the Affordable Care Act squeaked through the U.S. House yesterday with help from Congressman Don Young. Alaska Public Media Washington correspondent Liz Ruskin asked Young why he voted for the health care bill after denouncing a prior version as bad for Alaska.
Protesters on the Capitol grounds scolded lawmakers as they left the building. Young says the vote was just one step toward the Republican goal of repealing the Obama health care law.
Well, this bill we pass today will not become law. It'll be changed as time goes by. But unless we move it or move a vehicle, nothing's going to happen, and that's not good.
Under the House bill, Alaskans would lose the generous subsidies available now to help them buy plans on the individual market. Instead, they'd get tax credits that don't vary by location. Young said in March that would be bad for Alaska. Now, he says there are more funds in the bill for high-cost states, and he says House Speaker Paul Ryan and others promised him Alaska will get more help.
I know we have the money, about $19 billion that can be dispersed. I've talked to the Secretary, Dr. Price, and he assures me that we will be made whole if it was to become law.
And Young told reporters his vote for the Speaker's big priority bill makes him more effective on other matters.
You have to have the assurance and the backing of the leadership or your bills don't move. And Alaska has a lot of things on the plate. And I think we're in a better position to get legislation done for Alaska after the vote today than I would before. Well, you can't figure that out. Shame on you. All right, then.
The bill goes next to the Senate. While Young says it includes protection for people with pre-existing conditions, Senator Lisa Murkowski said Wednesday the House seemed to be undermining the Affordable Care Act on that, the law's most popular feature. And to overcome objections, Murkowski says the House is creating more pots of money.
It was a $15 billion fund, and now we're going to put this fund over here, and it's going to be an $8 billion fund. Is this really, are we building the right policy, or are we just putting enough funds out there to give people comfort that, okay, maybe my state can tap into it?
Governor Bill Walker issued a statement after the House vote saying Alaska would be the state most harmed if the bill is signed into law. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Alaska Pipeline Service Company announced on Thursday that the Trans-Alaska Pipeline System will be closed for 18 hours this weekend starting at 6 a.m. Saturday for major maintenance along the system's 800-mile route. An advisory from the company says work is set to include inspection of below-ground piping at the Valdez Terminal, checking on recently installed control systems, and routine maintenance at various pump stations. There will be a handful of other closures throughout the year for maintenance, including an additional 18-hour maintenance session and a handful of 10-hour closures. Education funding cuts are the target of a march planned for Sunday in Fairbanks. One of the organizers is retired schoolteacher Nikki Eisman. She says the event will begin at Groudon Park.
For about a 20-minute rally with speakers, including Chancellor Thomas and Representative Guttenberg, then we'll march down Wilbur Street to Airport Way.
Eisman says there is broad concern about proposed cuts to both K-12 schools and the University of Alaska by state lawmakers. The rally is scheduled to begin at 1 p.m. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.